I'd like to thank my mother.
What's the difference between false ego and self-confidence?
False.
Obviously, it's quite simple.
False ego and self-confidence. It's not that fine or that close, because false ego means ahankar, means it's self-based, whereas confidence is like, I have confidence that Krishna will protect me, I have confidence that if I follow the principles of spiritual life, I'll become purified, I have confidence that my needs, that my material spiritual needs will be provided for by Krishna. So I mean that's self-confidence. Self-confidence, at least from the spiritual sense, is that if I follow the process of Krishna consciousness in a proper way, I can be assured of success. So it's not, but not self-confidence that I'm the doer. Self-confidence that if I'm the Das, then I get all the benefits of being a Das. And that I can be assured of. I can have confidence in that.
So you have high self-esteem is ahankar, or?
High self-esteem? No, if I have high confidence, if my faith is very high in Krishna and in the concept of Krishna is the servant and Krishna is the master and I'm the servant, so you could call that high self-confidence, but as long as it's always based on being a servant and not because I'm the doer and I'm doing something and I'm getting the result, or even because I'm such a great devotee. But that if it's always tempered with Trinada Pisanichina, then that type of confidence in the results of devotional activities and the results of being a devotee, in fact, there's one Shastra quote that I don't remember where it's from, that talks about the pride of the disciple and the pride of the devotee. In other words, he has pride and confidence in Krishna, he has pride in his spiritual lineage, but nothing self-based. Everything is Krishna and Guru-based. As soon as it becomes I'm the center, aham, then it's false, because the result isn't coming from me. But if the result is coming from Krishna and Guru and Parampara being the basis, and that confidence, then that type of self-confidence is fine.
And if the opposite is true, also, like low self-esteem is not necessarily humility.
No, think that I'm useless, I'll never make spiritual advancement, or sometimes it's turned on others. There's no pure, let's face it, no one's a pure devotee, and so on. Prabhupada's the only pure devotee and everyone else is. So that's also, that's false, because then you don't have faith in Krishna. Why? Prabhupada couldn't make any pure devotees. Why, if we follow the process, why should I think, I'll never become anything? There may be a certain mood when they have that mood, jagamada hoite muni se kishta, that I'm lower than the stool and the worm. The worm and the stool. that's the general mood. But at the same time, he's aware that he's a manjari in the spiritual world and has his full, deep philosophical realizations and Krishna conscious realizations as well, Krishna Naskaviraj Krishna. So they're going on side by side. But just to demean oneself, and it means a lack of faith. Yeah, we should have faith that we can do anything, and that's why Prabhupada wanted us to do anything. On our own, we can't do anything, but mukham karoti vachalam. That's the real self-esteem. And it's important. Okay, well that's the brief podcast for today, because we're going to our last meeting and then heading off to Calcutta and Delhi. So we'll be in contact again tomorrow. Hare Krishna. And just a final word on that self-confidence, because actually we need to have a really great self-confidence. Great self-confidence in the fact that we're going back to Godhead. That takes more than just climbing mountains, conquering universes, or doing such other things. That's about the biggest thing that you can try to achieve in this world. So how will you achieve it if you don't have confidence that you can do it? You can do it by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, but we must have confidence that we can do it so that we can actually attain it. Hare Krishna.